Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Debate grows over school spending, test scores in Campbell County. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A growing debate is unfolding in Campbell County over education spending and student performance. According to the Gillette News Record, some local Republicans, including State Senator Troy McEwen, are questioning whether schools are delivering results that match the level of funding. During a recent town hall, McEwen criticized the system, saying the state isn't getting a strong return on its investment. McEwen said during the MAGA town hall event in March, "We build the biggest dummies in the world." McEwen clarified during an interview that he wasn't trying to criticize Wyoming kids, but rather the way Campbell County School District handles education. Wyoming spends more per student than some neighboring states, with a large portion of property tax revenue going towards education. But school officials say test scores don't tell the full story. Deputy Superintendent Kirby Eisenhower says factors like poverty, home life, and student engagement all play a role. Eisenhower said kids are more than a test score, adding that schools serve every student regardless of performance. Recent data shows Wyoming students perform slightly better than some neighboring states in certain grade levels, while trailing in others. Critics also raise concerns about administrative costs, though district officials say those make up a small portion of an overall budget. School administrators' pay across CCSD's 23 schools, such as principals or associate principals, make up about 1% of the school district's $323 million budget, according to the Wyoming Department of Education. Eisenhower said the total amount budgeted for principals and district administrators is $5.2 million. Eisenhower said a lot of the critics against CCSD are misguided and that he hasn't seen or heard a state legislator actually visit a school in a while, and he encouraged them to do so. Microsoft plans major Cheyenne expansion, tripling data center footprint. Microsoft is planning a major expansion in Cheyenne that would triple its data center footprint in Wyoming's capital. According to Cowboy State Daily, company officials say the project includes purchasing roughly 3,200 acres on the south side of the city, expanding beyond its current 11 operating data centers and three more under construction. A company spokesperson says the move reflects a long-term commitment to Cheyenne. Rima Alali with Microsoft said, "The investment that we're making is really a commitment to continued growth in Cheyenne." The expansion comes as debate continues over the impact of large data centers on energy use, water resources, and infrastructure. Microsoft says it plans to rely on partnerships with utilities like Black Hills Energy, noting the company pays for its own power infrastructure to avoid increasing rates for residents. Still, some state lawmakers remain cautious. Senator Kale Case of Lander said, "I think we should be skeptical," citing concerns about long-term impacts on the power grid and water supply. Cheyenne leaders, meanwhile, say the project brings opportunity, including jobs and tax revenue, though they acknowledge housing demand will be a challenge as the city grows. The project is still in the planning phase, and public hearings are expected as development moves forward. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.